You are a patrol officer in your hometown police department. The date is April 30th, 2016. And the time is 4 o'clock p.m. You're on routine patrol on Highway 369, monitoring traffic speeds using your in-car radar equipment. You meet a red Chevrolet pickup truck and clock its speed at 80 miles per hour. The posted speed limit for that section of Highway 369 is 55 miles per hour. As the pickup truck passes, you turn your patrol car around and pursue the truck. You catch up with the truck and activate your emergency lights and siren. The truck pulls over to the shoulder of the road. You are able to determine that the tag number of the truck is HZR1657. You exit your patrol car and approach the driver's side window of the truck. You see that the truck is occupied by one person. You inform the driver, identified as Jason Brown, the reason for the stop. You ask for and receive his license and insurance information. Through dispatch, you check the status of Jason Brown's license and learn that it is valid. However, you learn that there is an active arrest warrant for Brown in your jurisdiction for a probation violation. You instruct Brown to get out of the truck and tell him that there is a warrant for his arrest. You conduct a pat-down search of Brown, handcuff him behind his back, double lock the handcuffs, and place them in the back seat of your patrol car. You request dispatch to send you the next list wrecker in order to impound Jason Brown's truck. Triple H Wrecker Service arrives at your location at about 5 o'clock p.m. You complete an agency impound report and provide a copy to Mark Johnson, the wrecker driver. At about 5:30 p.m., you arrive at the Adult Detention Center and complete a traffic citation for speeding, 85 miles per hour in a 55 mile per hour zone. Jason Brown is released to the staff at the detention center to be booked for the probation violation warrant. ID data. Jason Walter Brown, white male, date of birth October 2nd, 1976, 894 Wood Circle, your hometown, USA.